Hail to thee, blithe spirit, dog, thou never wert, that from my door or near it pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. Louder still and louder from thy throat it sparkest, like a clap of thunder outside my home thou parkest, and barking still dost stay, and staying ever barkest. In the golden lightning of the sunken sun, o'er which clouds are brightening, thou dost woof and run, like an unbodied joy whose race is just begun. The pale purple even sets off your terrier white. Thank God there aren't seven in the broad daylight. Thou art unseen, but yet I hear thy shrill delight. Keen as are the arrows of that silver sphere, whose intense lamp narrows in the white dawn clear. Although we cannot see, we hear that you are there. All the earth and air with thy voice is loud, as when night is bare, from one lonely cloud the moon rains out her beams, and heaven is overflowed. What thou art we know not, thou art not a hound. From thunderheads there flows not such a boisterous sound as from thy presence showers. A nuisance all around. Like a poet hidden from the light of thought, writing trash unbidden, till the world is wrought to sympathy with sufferers, yet he did not. Like a low-born tomcat on a garbage heap, sending his love-laden howls hideous and deep, meows so full of yearning, none of us can sleep. Like an earthworm buried in a clump of soil, scattering unbeholden the product of its toil among the cakes and sandwiches we wrapped up in tin foil. Like a crab embowered in a bed of leaves, by warm winds deflowered, till the scent it gives makes faint the hearts of the most hardened thieves. Sound of vernal showers on the thin wood roof, rain awakened hours with vodka 90 proof, joyous, clear, and fresh, doth inspire this spoof. Teach us, sprite or dog, what brave thoughts are thine. I have never heard praise of love or wine that panted forth such flood of yowl and whine. Chorus hymeneal or triumphal chant matched with thine would be all but an empty vaunt, a thing wherein we feel there is some hidden want. What objects are the fountains of thy snappy strain? What fields or waves or mountains? What shapes of sky or plain? What love of thine own kind? What urine-haunted lane? With thy clear, keen joyance, languor cannot be, though shadows of annoyance often follow thee. Thou barkest, but ne'er knew barking sad satiety. Waking or asleep, thou of death must deem things more true and deep than we mortals dream, or how could thy notes flow in such an endless stream? We look before and after and pine for what is not. Our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. Our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest thought. Yet if we could scorn hate and pride and fear, if we were things born not to shed a tear, I know not how thy exuberance we ever should come near. Better than all measures of delightful sound, better than all treasures that in books are found, is the peace and quiet when you are not around. Teach me half the gladness that thy brain must know. Such cacophonous madness from my lips would flow, the world would stop its ears. as I wish I could now.